In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Now, the Gospel says that a certain woman raised her voice from the crowd and said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." And I think any woman would think that she was greatly blessed if the Lord Jesus Christ were her child and she could give birth to him and nurse him. I think this was the, if young Jewish girls had a dream to be the conduit, the means by which God entered into the world with flesh from her, what a thing. But what does the Lord say? He said, more than that, more important than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Why would he say that? Women, have you ever thought about that? I know you don't like to speak. It's the only place where we can get a woman to be quiet is in church. And it's not because of the injunction. It's because it would have availed her nothing if she didn't accept what God said. It would have been a nice thing that happened to her, and that's all. Do you realize that everything that happened in the economy of God happened for the Jews? It was for the Jews that Jesus Christ took flesh, not for us, for the Jews. And what does it say in the first chapter of the Gospel of John? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. What does that mean? I come to give you this gift. We don't want that gift. Do you understand? What derives from being close to somebody? Because that somebody is going to die. Everybody that you know that is old is close to death. Now the question is, where are they going to spend eternity? If you are just close to somebody in the flesh, that has an end point. I don't know how close I am to my particular end point, but I do know I'm closer than a lot of you. And I know this, and it's very important. If I accept what the Lord has given me, then the gift I receive is not something just for the flesh, but it's for my eternity. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Everything he did was for the Jews. He went to the Jewish temple. He was in the synagogues. He was praying continuously. He was reading from their texts. He was showing them exactly the meaning, the hidden meaning of everything. And what did they do? They did nothing. So St. Mary, okay, she gave birth to him. Big deal. Big deal. It wouldn't have meant anything except she believed. She said, there will be a performance of those things told me. There will be a performance of those things. I believe. I believe. And that is the beauty of the Holy Virgin. And, you know, the people asked the Lord for a sign. Now, you would have to have read prior to this portion of the gospel that we just prayed, because it says he healed someone who was a mute. He healed someone. And of course, you know, well, what's that? Show us that. I don't know if you've ever seen this film about Bernadette Subaru, but there's a line before the movie actually starts. It says, "For those who believe, no evidence is required, and for those who do not believe, no evidence is sufficient." It doesn't matter how many times a miracle is performed in your presence. That blessing disappears. It's like the smoke of the censer that rises up and it leaves. It's gone. Now, if you just come from outside and you come into the church, you will see the incense very clearly. But for us who are here and we are enjoying this cloud of incense, we don't see it as thoroughly. Because it's not the thing that is drawing us. It's the symbol of our prayers, symbolized by the incense, which is put on the burning divinity of the coal and the censer and used up entirely for the good, the salvation, for the economy of God. And so the Lord said to them, you know, you're an evil generation. You're asking for a sign. Wasn't there a sign of my death and my resurrection in Jonah? Wasn't he buried under the sea for 3 days? Wasn't he dead to everyone and then resurrected, spit up on land once again? And if you're thinking about wisdom, the Queen of Sheba, Ethiopia, she came all the way to Jerusalem to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They also had a child together. So there was a little bit more that was going on. But, and that's why we can call Haile Selassie the Lion of Judah, because his bloodline is from this royal bloodline between King David, the prophet, and the Queen of Sheba. But she came all this way to hear the wisdom of God, and behold, the Lord is saying, there is wisdom of men, and then there is eternal wisdom. I am wisdom incarnate. I am wisdom. Not a portion of wisdom. Not a clever speech. Not some answer to a question that is for most a conundrum. No, I am pure wisdom. She came all this distance. And the Lord says, the men of Nineveh are going to rise up in judgment with this generation, and so is the queen of Sheba. And then he says, the lamp of the body is the eye. Well, what do we call the Lord? You say in Arabic, Nur min Nur. Light from light. The only light that shines inside me is the light that has been lit by the holiness of God Himself. I have no other light. My job and my dignity, if there is any, consists in I keep going toward the light and not darkness. Now, there are many forms of darkness that we can say. I was praying for the people who did not come to church today. And I said, let the fire of your love, Lord, let it burn inside them so that they feel that they are missing something important. Let it burn. Let it burn with a hard, gem-like flame. Let it burn inside them. Who is not here? Noah, quiet. Who is not here? Who should be here? Or if they are not here, God bless them if they are in another church receiving this, because that's okay. I'm not talking about being in a physical, specific place, but I am talking about being in the presence of God and the holy gifts of the altar. This is very important. This is very important. When your eye is focused on this, your whole body will be full of light. When there's darkness, you're going to stumble over many things. The Lord says, therefore, take heed that the light that is in you is not darkness. How could your light be darkness? It's because of the things that you choose to focus on. What are you focusing on in your life? Some people find it so hard to come to church, to get up on Sunday. They can do it all other 6 days of the week, but on Sundays, oh man, I gotta sleep in. I can't get up on time. And then, God forbid, your father of confession would tell you, well, you know, after you get up and you've dressed and your face is washed and you've taken care of all the rest and the rest of the necessary ablutions, and you pray the first hour of the Agbaya. Well, I gotta go. No, you gotta get up 15 minutes earlier. 15 whole minutes? 15 whole minutes? Are you asking me to pray an hour of the Agbaya before I even get in the car to go to church? 15 minutes? I don't have 15 minutes for God. I hardly have 30 minutes for God. I know people that come because they figured out when the gospel is, and they've heard all their lives the last possible second that you can receive communion is you have to hear the gospel. What are you saying to God, and what are you saying to everything else? I'm putting everything else more important in my estimation than the one who is going to save me eternally, not temporally. I understand if you have a job and you're making good money and you have a nice house and you have a good car and you like to travel and you like to give nice gifts and you like to do things for your relatives and you know, that's a wonderful thing. But it comes to an end, and the end is your death. Think about the people that you really care for that are dead. I hope there are some that you really care for that are dead, because then you can look at it. Where are they now? I was just talking to my son about food that my mother used to make. And he never knew my grandmother. My grandmother. I mean, I know everybody always likes the food that the women in their household make. But my grandmother's food was beyond anything that any of you have eaten at the best restaurant you've ever eaten in your entire life or will. Because they don't make people like this anymore. She raised 10 children by herself to adulthood. She had 14 pregnancies. And she baked her own bread. She sliced her own bread. Every piece of clothing that the kids had, she made by hand. You have no idea what kind of a woman this was. You don't find them. Look wherever you want. Point one out to me, like this woman, and I will bow down to her. You know, when I met for the first time Irene Amina Agabi in the Rahabet of Abba Safain, I kissed her hand. They tried to pull their hand away from me. Of course, I'm stronger. So I held her hand and I kissed her hand. And I kissed her hand for a reason. Because of my great appreciation. My great, great appreciation. And I can tell you, both of these women were in their 50s. This is very embarrassing for you, isn't it? It's very embarrassing for you to have your phone ring in church like that. It's very embarrassing for me. Not because of my personal dignity, but because somebody can be so obtuse. I use a word like that because 70% don't know what it means. But the point that I'm making is that when you find someone that can do something great, it's wonderful, but you have to realize it's for a season. It's here just for a short period of time, and then it's gone. But the Lord Jesus Christ gives us things that are eternal, and we should run headlong as hard as we can toward Him. And you should teach this, not just to your people in your own family, but everyone you meet. Don't set your goal on this or that or this other thing. Set your goal on the Lord Jesus Christ in His church. Do these things. Remember what the Lord said about His own mother. She's not blessed because she gave birth to me. She's not blessed because she nursed me. She's blessed because she believed. She had faith. And whoever has that kind of faith, the Lord says, is my mother and my brothers and my sisters. The Lord said this, not me. The Lord said this. Think about it. How you can distinguish yourself from all the other people on earth simply because of your focus on Jesus Christ. Glory be to His holy name, both now and ever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.